Bitachon for Life, Shir 679, Tuesday, Parshas Shlach. We are explaining a concept that one of our listeners reached out about regarding having regret on a decision that you made. Which means if a person, let's say, made a business decision or a chinuch decision, a person took a certain path in chinuch, and Rachmana Litzlani sees that he made a mistake. If he did it with all proper intentions, he has no reason to regret. The outcome was supposed to be like that anyway. And even if there was a piece of information that you didn't know, that doesn't make a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect you to be a Navi. You can only know what you have in front of you. Of course, you should be talking to an Adam Gadol, that's obvious. But we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only asks of us what we have right in front of us, what we have the ability to do. Even if the outcome came out in a way that we wouldn't want, that doesn't mean we made a mistake. We did what we were supposed to do. We learn from what we did if there is something to learn. If we see now that we miscalculated, so then we learn for the future. But as long as we calculated properly at the time, we have nothing to regret. And it's a very important concept because people think again and again, if I would have only married this person, if I would have done a shidduch over here, if I would have done this action or that action, you have to understand that if you made the calculation at the time and it was the proper calculation, you have nothing to look back about. The only thing you look back is to know what to do in the future, to learn from your past mistakes. But not to mistakenly think that if you would have done something differently, the outcome would have been different. The outcome was supposed to be like that, and it would have been like that. It had nothing to do with your actions. That is the basic understanding when it comes to regret. It gets a little bit more difficult to understand it when a person did something that he should not have done. For example, in this week's parasha, the Meraglim went into Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't proper, and they came back, and they brought a bad report, and it was a terrible Avera, and therefore Klal Yisrael lost the ability to go into Eretz Yisrael. Would Klal Yisrael have gone into Eretz Yisrael if the Meraglim had not done what they did? And it seems very simple. It seems that the Torah says the reason why they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael was because they did the Avera. And that's true. But there's a very important concept to keep in mind, and it applies to every area in life. Even if somebody does something that is wrong, like in this scenario, the Meraglim did something wrong, and that's why they were punished. But we have to understand that that was supposed to happen anyway. A human being cannot impact the outcome at all. We don't have such an ability. Like we discussed a few weeks ago, our ability is only to make a choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything planned out. Klal Yisrael was not going to go into Eretz Yisrael regardless. It happened to have come through the Avera of the Meraglim, and therefore the Meraglim were punished because of their negative choice. But they didn't impact Klal Yisrael at all, truthfully. We will, Be'ezah Hashem, continue this important concept.